Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News briefly for Tuesday the 15th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Mercedes-Benz is developing its entry-level G-Class. They've called it the Little G. It looks like a big G-Class that's been put on a hot wash and shrunk a little bit. However, it does bring the cost down to just £70,000. That's not official. That's kind of what it'll start at. You've got to say this is aiming at the Chinese market as well, which is a really important bit for, well, all car makers, but particularly Mercedes' largest market. This could appeal to younger buyers. A little mini version of the G-Class, still with loads of off-road chops and, of course, all electric. Now, Mercedes-Benz rolling out the latest MBUX 2.6 update. So if you have the second-gen MBUX system in your Mercedes-Benz EV, you now get the over-the-air update. There's alternative live routes in this. When used with the nav system, you can now get offered multiple routes to a destination with all of the waypoints as your charging points mapped in those various routes as well. Anything that's slightly raised, like the SUVs, the G-Classes, get an off-road track feature where you can actually map where you've gone, maybe off-roading or soft-roading, and you can share those maps with fellow enthusiasts as well. China's EV sales were really big in March, by the way, 1.23 million. Plug-in vehicles sold in China in the month of March alone, and most of those were EVs, by the way. Battery electric vehicles, of the 1.23 million, 806,000. Plug-in hybrids, 431,000. Magna, the contract manufacturer, big name in terms of building EVs for other people, building vehicles for other people generally, and a fantastic engineering company, expanding in the Shanghai district, another 10,000 square meters of space there. They've already got 30,000 employees and making a huge part of their business now in China and the EV sector. EVs break down less than combustion cars. You know it, I know it. We feel like it just makes sense, but it's always good to add some data to the argument as well, even though we know it's true. And according to the German Automobile Club, the ADAC, they're releasing data today from 2020 to the end of 2022. The EVs had an average call-out rate of 4.2 vehicles per 1,000. For combustion engines, they were breaking down at more than twice that rate, about 2.5 times that rate, actually 10.4 breakdowns per 1,000 vehicles. All types of powertrain are becoming more efficient over the years. Volkswagen ID.4, one of the best, only one call-out per 1,000 vehicles. IONIQ 5 had the highest EV breakdown rate, but what they call a breakdown or call-out does also include a failure of the 12-volt battery. Now, I had a Hyundai Kona, and that broke its 12-volt battery twice. I see it on the forums all the time of Hyundai not getting their head around how to not let their 12-volt batteries drain down, so that could explain that. Couple of bus stories. Wrightbus in the UK is investing £25 million into their EV fleet, the Street Deck Electroliner. Double-decker, single-deckers doing 200 miles of range on a single charge. And First Bus investing £70 million in 160 zero-emission buses for Bristol and Bath. MAN Truck and Bus is now making batteries at their Nuremberg site, up to 100,000 packs annually when that site is fully complete. How much do the CEOs of the big car companies get paid to make the big calls on going EV? Well, Quite a lot, actually. Mary Barra's compensation last year was $30 million. That compares to Ford's CEO, a meager $25 million. It's all a lot of that to do with hitting certain targets, isn't it? Dodge is unveiling a VR experience to have a look around the new Charger Daytona EV from your mobile device, all virtually. And Stellantis and Quinomic in France are retrofitting old diesel commercial vehicles and vans with brand new electric powertrains. And that's briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.